This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And today's indicator is five.
As in $5.
$5. As in $5 foot-long sandwich.
$5 footlong, the signature deal of Subway, the fast food chain.
And this deal was powerful, iconic. It helped propel Subway to become the biggest fast food chain in the country in terms of number of locations.
It also helped Subway grow even during the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, which was a time when many businesses were struggling to stay afloat.
But then this deal, this great marketing engine that had helped propel Subway to the very highest heights of the U.S. fast food economy, started to burn up the very empire that it had helped create.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, you live by the jingle, you die by the jingle. Nobody says that.
Is that what they say?
Nobody says that.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Fundrise, the future of real estate investing. Access private market real estate projects from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. Get your first 3 months of fees waived at fundrise.com/indicator. Support also comes from Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age. Simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy direct. Learn more at gainbridge.life/NPR. Gainbridge is not available in all states.
Just how many locations does Subway have in the U.S.? I think the best way to illustrate this is to compare it to some of its top competitors.
Take McDonald's. There are 14,000 McDonald's in the United States. That's like 280 McDonald's per state. But that actually just puts McDonald's in third place for the fast food chain with the most locations in America. In second place, Starbucks, with around 14,500 locations across the U.S.
5,000 of them in Midtown New York. But, you know, in first place, Cardiff, by a country mile, coming in at 25,000 locations across the country, is Subway.
25,000, by the way, is just a breathtaking number of restaurants. But it's not actually as breathtaking as 27,000, which is how many Subways there were a few years ago in the U.S. So in other words, that number is coming down. Thousands of Subway restaurants have closed in the last few years. Now, Subway is a private company, so it's hard to get information on it. But those closures were revealed in a regulatory filing and started getting reported last week.
And what this information reveals is that the mighty Subway is struggling.
Subway got started back in Connecticut in the 1960s. It was the scrappy newcomer on the fast food scene, and it offered something kind of new. Darren Tristano is a restaurant consultant. He runs a company called Food Service Results.
Up until that point, a lot of restaurants were like, hey, you want a burger? This is what comes on it. Oh, you want something different? You're going to be waiting for a while. So this new service that embraced consumer control, customization, and really gave the customer a chance to say, I want this and this and this, with a full view preparation, it made customers feel more engaged and more connected to the brand.
Also, says Darren, Subway was this healthy option.
Is it healthy, though?
Okay. Like
it's pretty healthy.
Healthy-ish. Yeah. It's healthy-ish.
Sure.
But ultimately, it felt fresh because you could see all these fresh ingredients, and that's how customers perceived it.
Perception. You know, it was perceived as healthy-ish. And Subway kind of chugged along. It was growing and growing, getting more and more popular. But then, in 2008, Subway struck marketing gold.
Now, a lot of fast food chains try to push big, splashy deals. But the $5 footlong, says Darren, was epic.
Well, I think they fell in love with the price point.
Well, it's a lot of sandwich for not that much money. It really is. It's a good deal.
No, it is. Well, I think they pushed the marketing so hard.
Well, I remember it's like $5 foot long. Like they had
yeah,
the song and everything.
Stuck in our head. The music stuck it into our head.
People loved this deal. The economic recession hit and the $5 foot long became huge. It was kind of like the sandwich of the recession.
Subway passed McDonald's in terms of locations in the United States and started approaching McDonald's in terms of store revenue. Now, Subway itself does not own any restaurants. Those locations are all franchises. In other words, independent business owners pay a fee to Subway to open and operate a Subway restaurant. And they comply with certain rules and certain deals that are established by Subway. For example, the locations agree to use certain ingredients and they agreed, for example, to roll out the $5 footlong. But it is their own business. It is an independent business.
A lot of fast food restaurants like McDonald's and Wendy's and pretty much all of them you can think of have franchises. But Subway made opening a franchise location really easy and really cheap. A ton of people signed on.
By 2016, there were 27,000 Subways across the country. But then a few things happened.
First problem, locations, locations, locations. Darren said Subway had gotten a little too loose with the franchises.
They had expanded and just sold so many franchises that they were opening up very close to each other and cannibalizing each other's sales.
Problem number two, the market changed.
The customers, especially millennials, were falling in love with Panera for a sandwich or all of these fast casuals to go and have a great meal and were willing to spend a few more bucks just to get that quality and feel good about it.
Problem number three. The very thing that had propelled Subway to its heady success.
Speaking of which, that song by now is in my head.
I know.
Yeah, it's
never leaving. $5 foot long is going to haunt us.
Last year, Subway's CEO announced the death of the $5 foot long.
Why did they do it?
They had to.
Darren points out that it had been 10 years since Subway had launched this deal. I mean, labor costs had gone up, so had food prices and just, you know, prices of everything.
Yeah, of everything. By the way, you want that to happen in a healthy, growing economy. You want there to be just a little bit of inflation, that prices are going up just a little bit. And going up by a dollar over a decade is really not that much.
And probably nobody would have even noticed, said Darren, except for one thing.
$5 foot long.
Subway's Midas Touch. That epic deal. It was stuck in people's heads.
You know, they couldn't sneak through a higher price when they were doing the $5 foot long and everyone was walking around singing it.
So Subway tried to cling to the $5 foot long, but the franchise owners started complaining that they were losing money. And a bunch of them even got together and signed a petition protesting the $5 footlong deal, saying to Subway, you can't make us do this anymore. We're dying here. We're going out of business.
And some Subway franchises did go out of business. They started shutting their doors because they weren't making any money.
So Subway caved. It raised the price of the footlong sandwich to $6. And people, customers, freaked out. They were angry. They wanted their $5 footlong.
And now Darren says Subway is in this really tough situation. If it raises its prices, it could get within striking distance of those higher quality options like Panera or Potbelly.
But if Subway keeps its prices too low, then the franchises can't make money.
Do you think the $5 footlong will ever come back?
I don't think it should come back.
No? Why not?
I think if they want to stick with a $5 sandwich, they should come up with a smaller version. Go to an 8-inch sandwich, charge $5 and increase the quality because, quite frankly, Americans are overweight enough. 12-inch foot long, unless it's two meals, right?
You don't think we need the extra 4 inches of sandwich?
No. So stick with $5, drop the foot long, and just give Americans the quality that they're asking for and they deserve.
Last year, Subway closed more than 1,000 locations. Darren says he thinks that in the next few years, more locations will close.
I don't know. What do you think, Cardiff? Like $5, 8-inch?
Yeah, you lose the alliteration. It just
yeah.
doesn't quite work. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Willa Rubin, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Every day you wake up to that long to-do list. Up First gives you the latest news in about 10 minutes, so you feel all caught up on the world while catching up on your life. And hey, don't forget to walk the dog. Listen to Up First every morning from NPR News.